TV's Beth McDonnell.
Even if you've had COVID twice.
Caught me off guard the first time and then even the second time, not knowing that I could get it again. But I followed the basic precautions in terms of just, like, you know, keeping your distance, wearing a mask.
Or picked it up recently.
It was unpleasant. I got the tight throat. My sister's was more nasal. She got hit badly because she had to miss her grad trip.
You may not be protected against a newer strain of the virus. A new University of Toronto study looking at antibodies generated in people who were either vaccinated or recovered from an illness before 2022 found they were unable to neutralize the virus circulating today.
The Omicron is very much the Houdini strain of the virus, meaning it can escape the detection and the immune response that our bodies mount against previous versions of the virus and previous vaccines.
With that in mind and the seventh wave upon us, some doctors are pushing for second boosters or fourth doses to be expanded to the general population. Others are encouraging people to keep up with what's already available, as three doses provide excellent protection against hospitalization and death.
I think it's confusing to the public when we start talking about fourth doses when 10 million Canadian adults do not have the third dose. The single most important strategy for everyone listening is if you haven't had a third dose and you're an adult, go get one.
It's a message ringing true for 51-year-old Mikkel Nielsen, sick with COVID for 2.5 weeks in May.
It was absolute hell. I had breathing problems, very much fatigue. I actually almost went to the hospital twice.
Nielsen has three shots and recently spoke to his doctor about getting the fourth, something he plans to do when he becomes eligible. His advice, be cautious.
I've lost two family members. I know other people that have lost people as well. It still is serious. And while some people don't have a serious infection, it really can be.
Meanwhile, the U of T researchers hope their test can be used for measuring people's immunity on a wider scale to figure out who needs a booster and when.
Beth McDonnell, CTV News.